And then he goes on to explain this prohibition. And it's a very powerful thought when you look at it carefully. Look at verse 34 through to the end. And he lists all the things, doesn't he? Think about what they are. Neither by heaven. We will not swear by God's name, but we'll swear by heaven. No, he says, that's the throne of God. Okay, then we'll swear by earth, because God is on earth, as they were thinking in their minds. No, that's his footstool. That's where he rests his feet. Okay, well, we won't swear by heaven and earth. We'll swear by Jerusalem. No, that's the city of God. Well, we'll swear by our own lives then. No, because you're made in the image of God. You can't make one change or alteration to your being. I don't know if you were like this when you were young. I remember vividly always doing it. And it was always with my brother and my sisters when we would fight and we would fall out or we wanted to do something. I'll give you this if you give me that. You know, usually I got the raw deal. You know, I had to lose something really good and get something rubbish as a result. And it was always promising. You know, I swear on my life I'll do this. And then if that wasn't enough, we would then call into focus someone else's life. You know, the sister or even mum or something along those lines. We'll swear on their lives. Because, you know, as a child, we didn't really mean it. Because we weren't expecting the sister or mother, even our own life, to expire as a result. We just wanted to get an idea across that we meant it. But we didn't think of what we were saying as a result. What we're dealing with here is something very important. Christ is saying here, everything matters to God. Everything matters to God. Every word that comes from your mouth means something to God. Every idle word, you will give an account of it. So he says, you don't swear by heaven because God is there. And you don't swear by earth because God is there. And you don't swear by a city because God is there. And you're made in the image of God. And everything matters to God. You can't divorce one element of life from the Lord. That was what the Pharisaical problem was. And my friend, that is the Christian problem. In the Christian day, in the Christian church, we have, in many respects, done something that is so tragic. We have compartmentalized God. We put him into a section of our mind and our thoughts. And if he matters on Sundays, forget the rest. And he's saying here in your speech, God is right there. He knows every word. There isn't such a thing as being able to make a light promise on one occasion and a serious promise for something else. That's not what the Christian does. It might not be what the world does. And they might go on about their white lies and, you know, coloring the truth and all sorts of things. Well, let them do that. But let us not do the same thing. Let us manifest the grace of God in our life.